I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. On the FarmDoc Daily website at farmdocdaily.illinois.edu, there is a brand new article penned by Daryl Good and his colleagues on the potential of yields not only in the state of Illinois, but across the Midwest for corn and soybeans. Dr. Good is in studio with us to talk about that article and the impact of the weather on this year's crops.
Well, we've taken kind of a pretty narrow look at starting with just Illinois and tried to identify the years since 1975 when we've had July weather conditions similar to what we had this year, and asked the question, what kind of yield results did we get in those years? We really find 5 years that are analog to what we saw this year. And what you find is that yields are all over the board in those 5 years. And we use trend-adjusted yield, so we put the trend back in, recognizing that yields 30 years ago would be 60 bushels higher now than they were then. But and what you find is the variability seems to be highly correlated then with what happened in August. If we had a cool and or wet August following warm, dry July, we tended to do better on yields. If August stayed hot and or dry, then yields were well below trend. But on average in those 5 years, you find that the yield came in about 15 bushels below what we would calculate as trend yield for this year. So rather than 168 bushels, in today's technology, you found the average about 153 bushels. And if you look at those 5 years for the U.S., now weather conditions in the rest of the U.S. may not have been the same as in Illinois, but the correlation to Illinois corn yields to the U.S. yield was about 97% in those 5 years. What you found is a yield that was about 8.5 bushels below trend value for this year. So rather than 158 bushel, you would be somewhere close to 150 bushel if you used the average of those 5 years. So I mean, we're starting to see a lot of folks talking yields in the mid to low 150 bushel range, and that seems to be consistent with the kind of weather that we've had so far, consistent with the yield results we saw historically. What we don't know yet, of course, is how favorable or unfavorable August weather will be. That certainly can change the outcome of the crop, but right now, it looks like August is going to be above average temperature, not as hot as July, and perhaps a little better moisture levels, but not uniformly moist across the growing areas. So August is shaping up to be not as bad as July, but not ideally good like we had in 2009.
What are the 5 years?
The 5 years chronologically would be 1977, 1980, 1983, 99 and 2002.
And then some of those years compare more to this year than others if the August you're talking about comes through.
Right. If August this year is a little warmer and or drier than average, then there would be about 3 years out of those five that would match up. And the yield in those 3 years would be obviously lower than the five-year average. But if you take out 1977, which had a cool, wet August, we had 6 inches of rain in August that year, and you take out 1983, which was both hot and dry, then you say, well, let's just look at the three-year average. It's not too much different than the five-year average. So, again, unless we have a really good August, we're saying below trend yields, and the question now is just how much below trend will it actually end up being?
In any of those 5 years, because you adjusted trend yield to 158.7, which is what USDA was using for trend yield because of the lateness of the planting, did any of those years have an adjustment up front, or did I catch that wrong?
All we did was we looked at actual yields and then added back in the trend increase that has occurred over the last so many years. So if you look at 1980 and you look at the actual yield then, that was, 31 years ago, you would add in about 60 bushels to the actual yield we saw in 1980 and say that's the trend-adjusted yield. That's what we would expect this year if we had the same conditions as we had in 1980. So we did that for each of those years, just basically add in the trend increase that we've seen since that year and adjust the actual year to today's technology. And for the period 75 through 2010, for the U.S., that trend for this year would be about 158 bushels.
You did a similar analysis for soybean?
We did, and we picked the same 5 years and looked at Illinois yields and U.S. yields in those same 5 years. And again, you get the same kind of variability depending on what happened in August those years. But that would suggest a U.S. average yield in this year somewhere in the low 40-bushel range, you know, 41, 43 bushels, something in that area, which, again, is not too far off from trend. We would think trend this year is, you know, 43.5, something like that. And that number is pretty consistent with what you're seeing from the private estimates coming out, you know, 42, 43, 44 bushels are kind of the numbers that are being thrown out right now. So that analog years would say, yeah, that's a pretty reasonable expectation, depending on how August really unfolds.
Now you have to take all those numbers and put them back into the supply and demand picture, and you really tighten up both sets.
You really do. I mean, it looks like September 1 stocks may be a little larger than what the USDA is currently projecting because use has slowed quite a bit here in recent weeks for corn right across the board. Exports, ethanol use of corn, and probably feed use. I mean, if we are feeding a lot of wheat like everybody thinks we are, then corn consumption is slowing this summer, and that suggest we could have higher year-ending stocks. But again, that stock number is a survey-based number, and we'll see what it really is. But consumption obviously appears to be coming in smaller than projected. The same on soybeans. Looks like we could fall 30, 40 million bushels short on exports on soybeans and maybe 5, 10 million bushels short on crush. That would project a larger year-ending stocks. So that will add to next year's supply a little bit, but that is really dwarfed by what size crop do we have. And not only do we have the yield uncertainty at this point, but we're a little in the dark about what actual harvested acreage will be. We'll get another bite of that on August 11th when USDA releases their crop production report and the results of their resurvey in a few states. But if you put in corn yields in the low 150s, that says corn stocks stay very, very tight another year and suggest that corn prices will remain quite high, I mean, comparable to what we've seen this past year. Similarly, on soybeans, you know, if you come in at 41 bushels rather than 43 or 44, you know, that, again, keeps the inventories very, very tight next year.
What should a producer do at this point?
Well, I mean, at some juncture, you just have to form your own expectation, really, about how big you think this crop is and whether the market is accurately reflecting that crop size at this point. I mean, and it's really, I mean, we would be the first to admit that it's difficult to be real confident in your yield forecast because of just the tremendously diverse conditions we've had this year, all the way from planting date to growing season weather, from hot, dry to hot, moist. So it's hard to get your hands around what the production might be. But I think every indication is it's going to come in on the small side. And that would, to me, would keep me kind of friendly to the market. I know we've pushed December corn back up close to the contract highs that we saw in early June. Market is now thinking August weather is going to be a little more favorable. I don't think it's going to be as uniformly favorable as what the market is beginning to talk. It's going to be a little cooler than July, but I think above average, which is not good at this point. So that's a long-winded way of saying I remain a little bit friendly to corn prices and similarly to soybeans, subject to what we know right now about potential crop size.
And a final note on perspective, the crop sizes that you're suggesting aren't really that far off of an actual trend yield crop size, are they?
Not what we consider trend. I mean, we consider trend somewhere 158.5 as a U.S. average corn yield. Others have a higher trend, but so if you come in at 153 or somewhere in that range is what the market, what a lot of the private folks are saying. I mean, you're 5 bushels below trend. Historically, we would not call that a small crop. That's not a disaster by any means. I mean, we've had years when you're 30-40% below trend. But the difference is that we're in a very, very tight stock situation, and 4 or 5 bushels per acre when you're in tight stocks makes a lot of difference, where historically 3, 4, 5 bushels might have changed you from a small surplus or from a large surplus to a small surplus. That's a very different world we live in right now.
Darryl, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Darryl Good, ag economist at the University of Illinois. I'm Todd Gleason.